بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شعرف بلا وشيخ أول عارف بالله رومي وقت تبريز دوران الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصر ونور الله مرقده. هذا كلام جي اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے. سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات, سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات, جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے, جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے. سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات, جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے. تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں, تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں, تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے, تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے. آپ تک لائی جو موجے رنج و غم, آپ تک لائی جو موجے رنج و غم, اس پہ قربان سینکڑوں ساحل ہوئے, اس پہ قربان سینکڑوں ساحل ہوئے. درد عشق حق بھی تم حاصل کرو, درد عشق حق بھی تم حاصل کرو, لاکھ تم عالم ہوئے فاضل ہوئے, لاکھ تم عالم ہوئے فاضل ہوئے. یک زمانے صحبت با اولیاء, یک زمانے صحبت با اولیاء, جس نے پائی ہے وہی کامل ہوئے, جس نے پائی ہے وہی کامل ہوئے. آشنائے درد جانے سوختا, آشنائے درد جانے سوختا, دیکھ کر رندوں میں ہم شامل ہوئے, دیکھ کر رندوں میں ہم شامل ہوئے. دیکھتے ہی دل میرا گھبرا گیا, دیکھتے ہی دل میرا گھبرا گیا, واعظان خشک جب نازل ہوئے, واعظان خشک جب نازل ہوئے. اختر بے بسمل کی تم باتیں سنو, اختر بسمل کی تم باتیں سنو, جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے, جی اٹھو گے تم اگر بسمل ہوئے. تم نہیں حاصل تو کچھ حاصل نہیں, تم ہوئے حاصل تو سب حاصل ہوئے. سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات, جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے، جس نے پائی یک زمانے صحبت با اولیاء، جس نے پائی ہے وہی کامل ہوئے، سینکڑوں غم سے ملی ان کو نجات، جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے، جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے، آپ تک لائی جو موجے رنج و غم، اس پہ قربا سینکڑوں ساحل ہوئے، جو تمہارے درد کے حامل ہوئے۔
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين، صدق الله المولان العظيم. This poem that is filled with so much of nasihat and advises for us, that may Allah take it, that we take to that we can make amal on it, inshallah. Ji uthoge tum agar bismiloge, you will become alive when you die. That is like for a bismil, a fowl that is slaughtered, and when it is slaughtered, it is dead now, but how it is restless. Like that you will become alive in the love of Allah Ta'ala. If we learn to die, that is kill our nafs. And nafs, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, all the haram desires of the nafs, that is called nafs. Not the jais desires, but the haram desires. So slaughter all that, and a person will also become restless. How? Because your nafs, Allah has made it such, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا. Allah put fujur in the nafs, it wants it, that is its ghiza, its food, the haram. But when you slaughter it, you don't allow it to have the haram. Whatever type of haram there may be, a person slaughters it. Gee, I forgot before we start today, let us all read 3 times Qul Huwallah at least, and for our marhumeen, especially those brothers of ours who are from Rustenburg who are coming for the majlis, and for all our marhumeen. And we can even pass it all to the alive people also, to everyone. So let us read 3 times, inshallah. Make our niyat, we passing the sawab to them, all our marhumeen, our family. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali used to say, it is my zawq, my nature, that inshaAllah, Allah will not divide the sawab and give it to them, but fully, Allah will give everyone. And in fact, just we have made that intention, and Allah has passed the sawab already. We'll just repeat again that famous instance, which many of us must be aware, but for muzakara, and for those who perhaps didn't hear it till now, Shaykh Muhyiddin Ibn al-Arabi, rahmatullah alayhi, a very great muzurg, he invited some people to meals. In that was a young boy also, with regard to whom it was famous that he gets kash, that he sees things which Allah shows him, which other people do not see. While they were eating, suddenly the boy screamed, cried loudly. Shaykh asked him, what's wrong? Why are you behaving like this? He says, I see my mother is in the fire of Jahannam. She's getting punishment in the fire of Jahannam. The Shaykh, who had many quotas of 70,000 times of reading La ilaha illallah, so he, without any emotions on his face, without any delay, he immediately transferred one quota of 70,000 of La ilaha illallah to his mother. And next moment he saw the boy is laughing, smiling, happy. He says, now what's wrong with you? He says, I see my mother is in Jannat. When our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali narrated this, he says, 2 things we learn from here. That from the Shaykh said, from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I learned that this boy's kashf is genuine. That he is genuine, you can see. And from the kashf of the boy, I realized the hadith is sahih. Because what comes in the hadith. So, and if we have to consider that how fast Allah's qudrat, not only more faster than electronic transfer of money we make, more faster than that, Allah transferred the sawab to her. And not only that, more faster Allah transferred her from Jahannam to Jannat. Alhamdulillah, one of our close friends, when he heard this last week or a week ago, he said that every day he's reading 2,500 times La ilaha illallah. So in a few days, inshallah, he'll have completed. If we read every day 100 times La ilaha illallah, and in there also is great, great benefit. For example, the muraqabas that we have to make, we'll just mention a few to refresh our minds also. That one, La ilaha illallah, who says 70,000 times La ilaha illallah, ghufira liman qal wa liman qeel. The person who reads it, he's also forgiven. And for whom he read it, he passed it on, they also are forgiven. And really all we need is the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. Once we are free of sin, you are a wali of Allah. Everything, your doors to Jannah are wide open. And that forgiveness, Allahu Akbar, it comes in the hadith that those who make tawbah will be regarded as those who are muttaqi. We just have to continuously, and for that also Hazrat gives a beautiful example. We say certain person remains ba-wudu all the time with wudu, but we know no human being can stay with wudu all the time. That you made a wudu and you were a young boy and whole life your wudu stays, it doesn't work like that. Wudu breaks, but who is a muttaqi, who is a ba-wudu person? When his wudu breaks, he makes wudu again. That night he made wudu and he slept. Now, as soon as his eyes, he fell asleep, and nobody knows which moment you fall asleep. But the minute you fell asleep, now if you wake up again, then while you are reading Quran Sharif, and you fell asleep, actually you fell asleep, then you'll have to make wuzu again. But you will be regarded as ba wuzu. And a person who sleeps with wudu, Allah give us tawfiq also. Not so easy, but what great rewards. That person's ruh remains in sajda by Allah Ta'ala the whole night. That person, if he has to die, dies as a shaheed also. If he slept with wuzu, and many people die in their sleep, so you will die as a shaheed. And there are other very great virtues also. So anyway, this sawab is transferred. That person knows that who is the one who sent my sawab. And that also, and what great benefits. So if we read every day 100 times, just a few muraqabas we will mention. One is this muraqabah, that the person for who you read. And so if we read 100 times, every 2 years, we can have one quota of 70,000. About Islamic calendar has got about 355 days roughly, and about 5 days if you take off, because perhaps Bakreed you ate too much meat and that, and you didn't do your zikr, etc. So 350 times 100 is 35,000. 2 years is 70,000. And if we read twice a day 100 times, which doesn't take long, which is also very good, then every year we can have one quota. And then we can even keep a note that particularly we are passing this to my father, mother, whoever it is. Even if they are living, we can pass it to them. Whoever, to all the marhumins. And then they will also get the sawab. We will also get it. Another very, very beautiful muraqabah to make is that a person who reads 100 times a day, La ilaha illallah, he will be raised on the day of Qiyamah with his face shining like the 14th full moon. Explaining this hadith, our Shaykh Rahmatullahi used to say that in this hadith no mention is made of 5 times namaz, of all other things, of staying away from haram, only reading 100 times La ilaha illallah. So there are many other explanations also, but Hazrat's explanation on this is so beautiful that by the first moon, the crescent, is so light, it's difficult to see. Many times you can't see it also. And but then as the nights pass on, it becomes bigger and bigger and bigger, and the whole moon is there all the time. It isn't the moon is not there, but it's dark, you can't see it. But as this light goes, the darkness goes away. Then by the 14th full moon, it's only beautiful light, the 14th full moon, and all the darkness is gone out. Another very simple way to understand that, you go into a dark room, it's completely dark, you can't see anything. You just put the switch on, and the darkness, where it's gone, you don't know. And in fact, that is the way to work today for the Islam, not only of other people, for ourselves also. We are very weak today. To give up many haram things is not so easy. We should, that mujahada has to be, but an easy way is do all the right things. When you do all the right things, the wrong things will go out. Put on the light. Do all, and that is easy. If you tell somebody who is addicted to TV, for example, to give up TV, you are going to bring a big fight there. The person will hate you, in fact. He won't like to listen to anything what you say. But you encourage him for namaz, he won't say. Then you try and bring him for namaz. Once that namaz will come, then a lot of his TV programs will start going out. Encourage him for reading Quran, he won't have an objection. Slowly try and bring him on the positive things. And then the negative will automatically go out. So in this way, by reading, and this is the ta'athir of La ilaha illallah, if we read it regularly, and if we read it with the concentration, even more reward. But even without concentration, still there is great benefit in it. But not, of course, as much as a person does it with devotion and concentration. So all this will go, all the haram will go out of a person's life. That's a very easy way. Also, what La ilaha illallah. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for a special wazifa. Allah said, keep on reading La ilaha illallah. He said, Ya Allah, everyone reads this. I want something special. Allah said, the greatest is La ilaha illallah. If you put it on one side of the pan of the scale, it will outweigh the seven earths and the seven skies also. So how fortunate people who get tawfiq to read La ilaha illallah in abundance. One is when we make our zikr. The other is that we should make it a habit of ours. That whatever we do, something fell down, we will say, oops. Or whatever, or try and get ourselves into it. That La ilaha illallah. Some good news, some sad news. And on that point also, many of must have got it on their phones, etc. They just phoned me that Devlin Cash and Carry is on fire. Since the night it started, make dua for them and for all the Muslims who are in difficulty, and we should try and get into the habit, wherever we hear of any Muslims in difficulty, to make dua. This is also another thing, that unfortunately we are such, when we get news, we just take it as news. The main point of this type of news is the follow-up. Make dua for them. And we read, for example, like we heard it, who of us read, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has explained that normally those who read, we are very few also when we hear such news, but that is not complete also. To read Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But we read with that, Allahumma ajirna fi musibatina wa khlufna khayran minha. Oh Allah, give us reward in this musibat, this taklif of ours. And bless us with something in return which is more better. And when a person will do this, Allah will grant that. And a person who says, when some musibat like this come, that's again another subject. When musibats come, why they come? That's a separate subject. But when they have come, and a person, he reads this, that Inna lillahi, we are only for you, O Allah. And in that is that we accept, Ya Allah, whatever this decree of yours, we make dua for afiyat all the time. That's also another separate thing. For well-being, comfort, ease, that is the dua we have to make. But Allah is Allah. Allah knows His plan and His workings. When a musibat comes, then we accept it is from Allah. That is the first thing. Our normal, if any difficulty comes to us, the blame game starts. You did like this, that's why. You did like this, you didn't do this, that's why. That shouldn't be. And a person who realizes it is from Allah, accepts it. And then the second thing, Allahumma ajirna, give us reward in this musibat. That Allah's system is that what difficulty because of our bad actions. Allah send it difficult, but now we make sabr on that. We understand tawheed first, that it is only from Allah. Now in that which we had to be punished and finished, nothing for you. But in that again Allah is giving us also the ajr, the tawheed, that it is only. And in fact one riwayat also comes to say Alhamdulillah. And when a person says, Ya Allah, whatever you do, and Alhamdulillah also in which aspect, whatever musibat has come, it could have been 10 times worse. Even just 1 time worse, even that one musibat, 10. So Alhamdulillah, you didn't make it worse for me. You just kept it at this year. So Alhamdulillah, so we accept it, it is from Allah Ta'ala. Allah save us all from all difficulties and hardships, but we accept it and we protect our iman. That it's nobody else, but it is from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then with the reward. And then how to again further? That we remove all other things and we follow Sharia properly. At such times, the person who follows Sharia gets a very great reward by Allah Ta'ala. To be pardoned of namaz at such times. And mashallah, there are such people presently, that though all these difficulties come, but then there are many people who are so ill. One person presently is in difficulty, he's got pain, etc., cancer. But his only worry is my namazes. I can't read my Quran Sharif. So in that condition and that pain, that my namaz with Jamaat, a person who Allah grant us that, that in that condition also, that is his worry. And they want to shave his beard for treatment. Now that is his very big, very, very big worry. So imagine what that people's position is in that. So anyway, difficulties that come, Allah has taught us how to treat them also. So one thing I was mentioning, that many of us, we get news of any hardships, difficulties, we don't make dua. We just take it as a news item. For example, who doesn't know about the condition in Sham, Syria? How many of us make dua for that? Who doesn't know about our present year, our condition, rain? Our dams are drying up, but how many of us are making dua? We just seem to be indifferent. And that is what we hear of somebody's death, we take it as a news item. But whereas we should make istali sawab, dua maghfirat, and then for the family Allah grant them sabr, that Allah sees to all their needs, everything, that we should do, but we seldom do that. May Allah Ta'ala grant all our marhumin, especially, and our brothers, mashallah, what good news we are getting. For example, marhum Harun, especially Hafiz Harun Hafiji, that this Ramzan he made 20 khatams, mashallah. And then just before Fajr every day he should read Quran before Asr. On that day also he read his Quran before Asr. Then he gathered the brothers and he was coming. And he was always concerned of ulama, welfare of the ulama, programs of the ulama. In fact, Maulana Musa went recently also there. They are always arranging programs for ulama there. So what great qualities. And also they told us that when they found his body, his finger was in shahadat. And it remained like that throughout. When they gave ghusl, everything, it remained like that. So, and another thing also which we all have, all of us, we must try and think also, we normally, we go to a funeral, but many times we are still oblivious. Our mind is not there with what the condition is of that. And that is the sad thing. Somebody has passed away, you are gone to pay your condolences. Or unfortunately it has also become many of us just to show our presence, that we have to go. But more it is to console the person. But we go there, we don't even really meet with that person who is in that plight and that difficulty. We just say we were also there. And then when we are there, to take lot of lessons. It could be me. Take it like that. And the person when we have buried him, now what is happening there? That is important. And that's the real life. Tilka darul darul akhirah, that is the life, hayawan, the eternal, the real solid life is that life. Who of us really pays attention? And in fact, just the thought of mort, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, remember that which thoughts, which cuts off, which shaves off all your pleasures, remember it in abundance. Hazimul ladhat, that remember it, your mort, But death, at that time also many of us don't think of death. We should think of that. And whenever we go to a funeral also, on the way, read whatever. Yasin Sharif, Qul Huwallah, whatever we know. And pass it to the marhum on the way back. Make dua for them. Especially when they are buried, they are going to be questioned. And then they can give the correct answers. So we should make that dua. And any other difficulty any Muslim faces, we hear of anywhere, then always the first thing is dua to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah, and to prepare for that life, and in that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's way is that He'll make our life of this dunya also, He'll make it easy, comfortable also. And the main easy ease and comfort, as Hazrat explains here, is not the outward comfort that we see, but rather what you get inside your heart. That solace, that peace of mind, your restlessness goes away and you get restfulness. That happiness and comfort, that is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, which Hazrat also explains, that it cannot be dug from the ground like we take out petrol, oil. You dig in the ground and you take out oil. Otherwise the non-believers would have the most of it. But this comes, وَالَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah sends down the sakina in the hearts of the believers. And this is when we please Allah Ta'ala and He sends down that sakina. And beautifully Hazrat explains here, Sankro Hamse Mili Unko Najat. A person has been saved from lots of scores of worries. Well, they got saved when Jo Tumhare Dard Ke Hamil Hue. Those who found the love of Allah Ta'ala. And that is also quite a natural thing. This glass here, if you fill it with water, now you can't fill anything else, it's full with water. And if it is, if you fill it with the love of Allah Ta'ala, then there is no place anymore for water. So our hearts which are filled with all dunya's things, even the worries of dunya, now fill it with the love of Allah, the other love will go out. And we know also if a thing is full, but you use like a hose pipe or a full blast, it will whatever is inside, it will throw it out. And that what is there, that will come in. So we also, if you just put it very lightly, that what you are putting on will fall out. And the other thing which is inside will remain. So we also should try and go headlong into the love of Allah Ta'ala. Full blast. And then it will blow out all our worries of dunya. And khuda na khasta, if we have got haram desires in the heart, then moreover, more than full blast, also put the love of Allah, obedience of Allah, it will just to push out all that what is inside, and that will come in. And again, that now we will go so much how different examples Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi has taught us, that you have a land full of weeds and thorns and that. Now to get rid of it, one way is to start digging, and it's rainy season perhaps, and when you look back, your back is bent and paining, you are digging so much. When you look back, the other weeds have grown already. You're just not moving front. You take one step front, 10 steps back, but you put one matchstick, and it burns out all that. So the love of Allah, just put it into the heart, and it will burn out all this. Also, which Hazrat Shah Wasiullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi had explained, that when kings, the previous times, they enter a country, even today, but today it's in a capsule form. When they enter and they want to conquer a country, today they leave the same people of the country there. But they only make them bears from inside. From outside, they look like the people of that country. But from inside, they're promoting all their things. So even now it is being done, but now it's done in a sophisticated way. Previously, they should actually come and take in charge and be in control. And if they fear any opposition which is done till today, a president that is elected by the whole country, but he's put in jail, and he's got a death sentence on him. And the person who came and threw him out, he's now got respect and honor. And he's the big person there. So even today that is happening. But in any case, whichever government comes in, whoever they think will oppose us, they either get rid of them or they put them in jail. So when Allah, we'll bring Allah in our heart. And Allah is the king of the heart now. Then all Allah's opposition, kufr, shirk, name, fame, all those things, Allah will get rid of them. So that's an easy way. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So when a saint crow ghum se mili unko najat, jo tumhare dard ke hamil hue. Those people who got the love of Allah. And love is also a thing which is loved by everyone. Nobody fears love. A fear, a person fears, but love, a person loves love. So the, and to the creator of love. And the container of love, the heart, all Allah Ta'ala, and fully in the control of Allah Ta'ala. We just have to keep on crying. And as Hazrat explains here, many of us feel, when is this going to happen to me? This is how it's going to be. We have to just carry on. And Allah bless us with that jazb and pulls us towards Him and gives us this. Tum nahi hasil, to kuch hasil nahi. If we haven't found you, Allah, we have found nothing whatsoever. Allah is everything. If you found even, khairullah is out of the question. You found all lot of ibadat also, but you didn't, you'll get your reward, everything, but if you didn't find Allah, then kuch hasil nahi. The thing is to, and let us not be fooled, as Pakistan was reading now, that those peers, etc., who are in a different world of their own, they haven't got even itaat and ibadat and obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is, and they're claiming great love of Allah ta'ala. That is nothing. That love is mu'tabar, is acceptable, which is with the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Tum we hasil to sab hasil we. If we got you, O Allah, we have got everything. And this is what we have to keep on striving for, to find Allah Ta'ala, and that Allah comes into a person. And so many awliya, this is what the days and nights goes in crying, that Ya Allah, we, and a person won't know. Yeah, for example, you propose for a girl to get married, you wanted to buy a property or whatever. Now when you got it, you got your papers, you feel happy. The girl and the pidev, they have accepted your proposal. But with Allah, we only, the real fact will only be known when we die. So all this time, you just have to be in that condition all the time. Aapke tlai jo mauj hai ranj aur gham, that all difficulties and hardships which brought us to you. Whatever a person, when he is in difficulty, and that also if he is prepared somewhat previously, then he will go to Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, normally, people will even go to Sangomas, when difficulties will come, people will go to some traditional herbalist, to all other type of things people will go to. But if somewhat that iman and you go to Allah Ta'ala, the difficulties, then the difficulty, you yourself will say, Mubarak such a difficulty which brought me to Allah Ta'ala. Us par qurman sankro sahil huye. Lot of comfort zones are sacrificed for such difficulties. Those difficulties which take us to Allah and we find Allah. And instead of being in your comfort zone, and you didn't have Allah, you can say farewell and goodbye to all those comfort zones by and the difficulties which brought you to Allah Ta'ala. Dard-e-ishq, haq bhi tum hasil karo. And get the true love of Allah Ta'ala. Laak tum alim huye, fazil huye. No matter what you have, you become a great alim also, you're a great abid also, you're doing lot of deen, but gain work towards the love of Allah. Find Allah, the qudrat of Allah, and then the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is also a great thing, to find the love of Allah Ta'ala. The Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, who found it so easy to give their lives for the pleasure of Allah. It was the love of Allah Ta'ala that made it. May Allah bless us with even one iota of that love of Allah Ta'ala. Yak zamana sohbati ba awliya. A little while in the company of the true lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Jisne paayi hai, wahi kamil huye. A person who acquired that, that person became also like that. So, and Allah Ta'ala, and in fact our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, one of the most easiest way to become a beloved of Allah Ta'ala, just love a lover of Allah Ta'ala. Allah continuously looks at the hearts of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. And whose love Allah finds in their heart, then Allah makes direct love to those people. Then you go to Allah Ta'ala, Allah bless us all with those qualities, that love of Allah. And for that, it is all the time to talk about it, to listen, to make dua. And then when the times of test will come. And for our test, Allah make it easy. Allah, in fact, without test, pass us. Allah has got qudrat over everything. But when the test will come, when we see a woman, at that time we will be tested. Are you looking at the love of Allah or your own desires? You have to give a talk, and it comes also, I must give an impressive talk, I must put some few points like that, people must get impressed. Or you're doing it for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. All that we will be continue. And the real Ahlullah are very, very watchful of their nafs. That they, everything they do, am I not doing it for my nafs? That is one of the last things where a person, if he can pass that, that whatever we are doing, I must be present for namaz. I'm regular with my, but am I being present for my nafs sake? That people must call me that he's always there for namaz, etc. So the nafs is such an enemy, and it wants its share all the time. And when it takes a little bit of the share, Allah leaves everything else. So this is a thing a person has to worry about also. Aashnaye dard jaan sokhta. And this, when you do this, and like a kawab, when it is burnt nicely, not only fried, but a little bit burned, that meat little bit, then how enjoyable that becomes. Dekh kar rindo mein hum shamil hue. When seeing such a person's life who has sacrificed himself for Allah, he has burnt himself out for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, just seeing them, we also got that envy that I must be also like that. We started loving such people, like for a few people that we mentioned, what ibadat they are making, what sacrifices. At least it comes in our heart that mashallah, what great people they are present still. And we also wish, Ya Allah, make me also among such people. Let me be among such people also. Dekhte hi dil mera ghabra gaya. And suddenly my heart just became unrestless, became frightened. Oh, what is this happening? What's it? Where the world has reached? When? Just see where Hazrat says, Waizani khush jab nazil hue. When those people who are giving bayans, that they were dry of the love of Allah, empty of the lot of facts. Lot of things they were saying, but no love of Allah Ta'ala. So the true Ahlullah, they can't take this. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, that the jalsas of Saharanpur in those days, when he is a Satiza were living still, Hazrat Shaykh is so long ago, and he was in old age, but that time, he said, great, whenever they arrange, who's going to give bayan? Who must we invite to give bayan? The thought was not who gives a wonderful, flowery bayan, impressive bayan, striking bayan, and that. The thought was who speaks with the love of Allah. Yeah. With that feeling of how people can come on deen, and that. That was what they were worried about. And they tried and get such speakers. And in such cases, you're not going to draw big crowds also. When we have the other, we want more crowds. Big crowds, etc. You will draw smaller crowds, but your results will be much more greater. When those people, their iman will be also kindled, and they will become alive, then the results from Allah Ta'ala will be also accordingly. Dekhte hi dil ghabra gaya, waizan khushk jab nazil hue, akhtar bismil ki tum baate suno. Hazrat says that listen to me, to Hazrat, that a person who gave his life for Allah Ta'ala, and many of us had seen Hazrat, and many had the opportunity of seeing Hazrat from close range also, and how all the time the love of Allah and everything. And this was then not only as far as just talks of love of Allah. I remember one time we were sitting in the Khanqa in Karachi, and Hazrat came from the masjid right close by. And Hazrat was going through his room, passing through the Khanqa, and then there were mats that were put on the floor. And Hazrat asked Maulana Mazhar Sahib, are these not the masjid mats? So he said, no, these are not the, because that is work for masjid, you can't put that in the Khanqa. So much Hazrat was conscious of all these things. And many other things, Hazrat's will that he made out. He wrote clearly, this is my personal money, and in here there will be inheritance for my inheritors. This is that money, this is this money, this is this money. All those things he kept clear. So like that, all matters we have to try and keep it clear. Ji uthoge tum agar bismil hue. You will also become alive if you become also, you sacrifice yourself for Allah. But this nafs, Every time we put the condition also, Ya Allah, with afiyat and salamati, which is necessary for us. But like Ibrahim ibn Adam rahmatullah alayh, he didn't put that condition, a king. And where he went out in the jungles and where he was seeking for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq inshaAllah. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاع أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده والمهاجر من هجر ما نهى الله عنه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. We are alhamdulillah at this part of the year, the last day of the year 1437. We are going into a new year by Maghrib time tonight. So it's a whole change. But very seldom we take notice of this change. And this is not every minute that changes also. And really, Allah give us tawfiq to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala every second that passes. Of course, we won't be all every, but now and then it should come. And all of us, we are sitting sometimes, we are walking, there are times, and we think, Ya Allah, that you kept me safe and peaceful. Otherwise, what and what cannot happen? We know what is happening all the time. Like for example, the accident that took place of our brothers, when we were going, there was another accident on the way. We went to Homestead Park, Juma night, your Laylatul Sabt. On the way there was an accident, on the way back there was an accident. It could be us at any time. So that Allah has kept us. And then again, it's not only accidents, what and what can happen? Allahumma la tu'minna makrak. Let us not be unmindful of all your plannings and things which are happening. And that is in so many ways also. For example, shaitan, who made so much of Allah's ibadat. But finally he was thrown out of the court of Allah, he was rejected. It is said for years, thousands of years, great malaika like Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikael alayhi salam, etc. was standing just in astonishment, awed. So Allah asked, what's wrong? Why are you people standing like this? They said, look at shaitan. He was making so many years Allah's ibadat. But finally, we don't know what is our anjam, what is going to happen. Allah said, be like that. That fear must be in us all the time. Don't take it for granted, we don't know. Anyway, there's the change which is coming now, and all the time changes in our lives. We were all small babies at one time. We see our babies, we see our grandchildren, small little things. We see them growing up in front. We also grow up in front of somebody. And then we were also, today the children do things which frighten us. how they behave, how they running and jumping and what they doing. They playing outside, running in front of a car, and all that. We also were like that. We also were doing things like that. So we think of all that. Then they grew up, we worried of their future, how our parents were worrying about us. What is going to happen? Time of marriage is a happy time. You're looking for a girl, you're looking for a boy. Then you get worried also. You don't know what type of a boy, what type of a girl. Your children now are going to be born. You are happy also, but you are worried. Many mothers may say, please make dua. It must be a natural child, natural birth. We don't know what. So all the time, and we look at Allah's Qudrat. How many of us sitting? Who has kept us safe and properly? The Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, Ma'rifat, recognition of Allah Ta'ala is a very, very great ibadat. That Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says to this extent, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ أي إِلَّا لِيَعْرِفُونَ I've created jinn and mankind for one sole explicit purpose, that they make my ibadat, that is, that they gain my ma'rifah, they recognize me. That is the main thing which Allah Ta'ala wants. And on this recognition and admission of the existence, the oneness, the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, lies our salvation. It is on this. One striking thing which we notice is that the whole Quran Sharif, the punishments that have been mentioned in the Quran Sharif, if we look generally, they are all for those who disbelieve in Allah Ta'ala. In the Quran Sharif, very little punishments have been mentioned for those who believe and disobey Allah Ta'ala. Those punishments are mentioned more in the Hadith, like for lying, for making bad nazri. Yeah, only the commands have been given for all those things. But for disbelief, that a person doesn't believe in Allah, he doesn't believe in Akhirat, he doesn't believe in the life of the Qabr, those punishments have been mentioned quite in detail in the Quran Sharif. So that is the thing, main thing. And then as a person moves on, as from the Hadith that I have recited, become a perfect Muslim then. One is a Muslim, you are, but you become a perfect Muslim. So this Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and the greatest, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Why don't you look in yourself and you will see the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. That how Allah Ta'ala has created this human being from one drop of semen. And in fact, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says, that what examples, man. And these people about now, almost 1,000 years ago, where was all the scientific findings and all that? At that time, what true knowledge Allah had put in their heart? The formation of a child 1400 years ago in the desert lands of Hijaz-e-Muqaddas, Makkah-ul-Mukarramah, Allah revealed the ayahs. خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ alaq. That we created insan from alaq, and how Allah Ta'ala had created this insan, and already, and how Allah had put it, and the Quran Sharif, at that time this detail shouldn't have been able, the people shouldn't have been able to understand it, but Allah put ilqa in the hearts of those people. And this is also when a person makes ta'alluq with Allah wala, and the hearts of the eyes start opening, then you yourself, you will start seeing greater, greater Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. What they have told you also you will see. So Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali says that you plant one seed of wheat, a mealy seed, wheat seed, and you put it in the ground, one seed. And then through Allah's system, now when it gets all the things it requires and Allah, the water, etc., now it becomes like rotten. It becomes finished. But the sand now, that Allah puts into there now. And with that sand, with sand which is a thing we look down upon, we will spit on sand, we walk on the sand on the ground, we will urinate on the sand, everything will, but that sand what Allah has made. Now that whole mealy plant will come. And then one cob of that mealy has got so many mealies again. And that wheat also, all the ears that comes, and each one has got so many seeds of that wheat again. And then it will be transferred to the milling sites where they mill it and they grind it. And from there they will start making somewhere a flour for this, somewhere the same thing. How many different things they make from it? We eat it again. From that sand we are eating. That we created you min turab. From sand we created you. Adam alayhi salam, directly Allah made him from sand. And we indirectly also, but we are also. Now that sand came in the form of wheat, that sand came in the form of flour, that sand came now in the form of fruit, and in fact even the animals we eat. They eat the grass. The grass is from the ground. So it is just a different form of it. So we are, Allah made us alive from sand, which is a dead thing. What is the qudrat? We cannot imagine the qudrat of Allah tomorrow. How great Allah Ta'ala is. For example, all of us, we make dua, but sometimes many of us are unmindful of duas when things are going smooth. Then it's just a formality. Like for example, many times we notice the dua after those namazes, they are sunnats, zuhr, maghrib and isha. There you must make a short dua. But we are expected to make a little long dua after fajr and after asr, when there are no sunnats. But they are also normally just a short dua. And also mostly in unmindfulness. Perhaps just our normal formal duas that we have got, Rabbana atina fi dunya, whatever. Because we don't. But when a person got a problem, and not only the problem, but he's connected with Allah also, then he will turn to Allah and he will make dua himself and ask other people also. Otherwise, normal procedure of us also, like other people, that means who are not Muslims also, other people, whenever a problem, that we look at the material things, how to solve that problem. We don't seek the help of Allah Ta'ala. Whereas a true believer, the first thing he should do is turn to Allah Ta'ala. We usually, if we are in a Muslim fraternity, and then last we come to Allah Ta'ala. After we have exhausted everything else, now we turn to Allah. Now, oh Allah, you help us. We have failed totally in all this. Whereas truly, we must make all our effort. Islam has not stopped us. Asbab is to be used. Means are to be used. But the first is even the creator of the means. And Allah can do without the means also. Allah can do in the means also, according to the means. And Allah can do against the means also. Oh, everything is in the hands of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we have to turn our connection. And this is an ideal occasion when the year is changing. When every minute is changing, every hour is changing, every day. We don't just wait for the end of the year, but it is an occasion. Take a lesson to understand the greatness and the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, also one particular thing that we should pay attention, that Allah Ta'ala has created time also. And this is also what a great, great, great creation of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala himself takes qasam in the Quran Sharif of many things, and only of his great, great creations. And of time and different aspects of time, Allah Ta'ala has taken so many qasams. Wal asr, Allah Ta'ala took an oath on time. Wal fajr, particularly the time of fajr. Wal layalin ashr, and the 10 days of Zulhijjah, وَالشَّفْعِ وَالْوَتْرِ, according to some of Wassirin, the 11th and the 12th, according to some, the 13th, the first 13 days, and then the various times, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا تَجَلَّاهَا, the night, the day. How many qasams Allah has taken. So how great time is a thing, but seldom do we ponder about it. And we realize from there, what a khallaq aleem, what a knowledgeable creator Allah tabarak ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala, if he wants to put up a building, we want to put up a building, then we have to get an architect, we have to get an engineer, and depending where we are to and what size, perhaps you have to get somebody to study the ground, etc., the environment, etc., what impact it's going to have on the, how many things we have to do. But for Allah, it is one thing, the whole entire world. Allah Ta'ala said, kun, and it became. And perfectly it fell into place. Allahu Akbar. It is what, according to us, and there are so many things which are impossible for us, but for Allah there is nothing impossible. Which Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali said, quoting from our Shaykh, we knew nothing of all these things. Allah reward our Shaykh who taught us that Allah is that great creator that has put light in darkness. The pupil of the eye is the thing that sees. And everyone's pupil, the middle part, is black. A person, we say, got blue eyes, got green eyes, got brown eyes. That is all what is around the pupil. But the pupil is black, and the thing that sees is the pupil. So in that blackness, Allah Ta'ala put light. How great is not Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala? And if we are seeing Allah Ta'ala, we're seeing everything, but we're missing Allah Ta'ala. What we hate to see, we're missing that. Allah created us to see Him. Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, in his old age, also lost his sight. And as he was losing it, people insisted that he must go to doctors, opticians, have the treatment made, because what knowledge he had, etc. In fact, one time I asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Gangohi about certain mas'alas. Hazrat also lost his eyesight towards the end. He said, I stopped giving fatwas now, because I can't see with my eyes. So these people's eyes are so valuable. But Hazrat Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali said, no, I refuse to take treatment. Why? Because now, with the things I didn't want to see, Allah has told, why must I now? And in fact, Allah Ta'ala, we know this for a fact. Many people deaf and dumb, for example. They are on another, Allah Ta'ala gave them great something else, their intelligence, how sharp they are, how they remember. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't deprive any person. If He gives less here, He gives more there. So that is the system of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. It is for us to accept. To understand is not everyone's cup of tea. But to accept is everyone can accept. And that is really what we must do. So Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is the creator of all these things. And we have to accept the qudrat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And the more we learn to accept, and when our eyes of the heart are open and Allah shows us Himself, His great qudrat, the entire world, this earth also, Allah Ta'ala says, fit'um mutajawirat, that the earth we have made pieces, neighboring with one another, all different types of land. For example, one piece of land, now you do a study on there, you want to put up some building, but then you find out when they do a study that there are diamonds in that ground. Now your 10 million building you wanted to put, what is that? This is the place now to dig for diamonds there. The land adjacent to it, mutajawirat, they are neighbors of one another. That ground is perfect for banana plantation. Not, it won't be able to take a building. There is no diamonds there. There is no gold there. Now put a banana plantation there. Another piece of ground is good for mealy plantation. So every piece of ground, how Allah Ta'ala has made, and how Allah joined them all. Just like human beings, we are all sitting together here next to one another. We all got neighbors, but one person has got this potential, another has got another potential. All the different potentials. So for us to realize and understand and see the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, that is a very, very great thing. And Allah Ta'ala has made everything. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali used to say that there are over 6,000, roughly around about 6,500 ayats of the Quran. And really, ayat means a sign, direction. So if you're giving somebody directions to go to a place, the Quran is giving us directions to reach Allah Ta'ala. One good friend of ours, an alim, he said that, I never thought of this point, that a child becomes the Nazara, he does, reads Quran Sharif completely, but he hasn't found Allah Ta'ala. He has read the whole Quran, his Nazara is complete, very happy. He becomes Hafiz, whole Quran Sharif, he becomes Hafiz, but he hasn't still found Allah Ta'ala. He becomes an alim, now he does Tarjuma of Quran Sharif, he does Jalalain Sharif commonly, and still he hasn't found Allah Ta'ala. He does a detailed tafsir like Baydawi, for example, or some other kitab, still he hasn't found Allah Ta'ala. Now he's teaching children Nazara, Hibs, Quran Tarjuma, Tafsir, all that. But still if he hasn't found Allah Ta'ala, what a sad case. So it is to find Allah Ta'ala. And really when we find Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, you cannot stay away from Allah Ta'ala. Allah's Qudrat, Allah's beauty, Allah Ta'ala, all the qualities of Allah Ta'ala, you just get totally taken away off your feet. And that is the reason. Like for example, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, he was a great alim of Ma'akulat. all sciences, logical sciences, and manqulat of Quran and Hadith also. But he still did not have that ma'rifat of Allah and ta'alluq and nisbat of Allah Ta'ala. But when he found his sheikh, who was Shams Tabriz rahmatullah alayhi, who had this great, great love of Allah in his heart, and towards the end of his life he made dua to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I don't want to be buried with this love of yours. I want to transfer it to somebody else. Then Allah made the arrangement where they met, and in one eyesight then the connection was made. And then 500 ulama used to walk behind Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah, learning from him day and night. But then he told them, you people go your way, I'm going to make khidmat of my sheikh now. Allahu Akbar. We can't imagine that when this sacrifice was made. You are one who is being served all the time. Your food is prepared, it's given to you on the plate every time. Your clothes are ready for you, your shoes are put for you. Everything is being done for you. Now such a person, he starts doing all those things. And when he was the ustad of 500 ulama, what must be his age also at that time. And now he starts serving his sheikh like that. What a grace. But when he did it, and he did it in such a way that his sheikh became happy with him, then Allah made Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah. How great Allah Ta'ala made him. So this is how a person, of the many ways, he finds Allah Ta'ala. So more than the 600,000 ayats to find Allah, and many ayats Allah says, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةَ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتِ. And this for a hafiz, that where is it ayat, where is it ayat, all that also is one thing for which he has to be master, and he has to overcome that. So Allah Ta'ala, how many signs of his he has put. If we reach the end of our lives and we haven't found Allah, and the first question in the qabr, Mar Rabbuka, that who was your Rabb? And that is why Allah has put us here, to find Allah. And that also not just on the tongue, not just on the mind, but in the qabr particularly, what is in the heart will be taken out. وَحُصْطِلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. What is in the heart, that will give the answer. Like that, many people, even if they haven't accepted Islam, they will say it's Allah, the one and only who does everything. But to put that in the heart, and for that, Allah has been also very kind, that He has given us lot of preliminary tests before we come to the actual exams. That many times things happen to us. What things happen? Do we ascribe it to other people? And that is also a sad thing whenever anything happens. Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayh, it happened on quite a few occasions which we witnessed while eating, the glass falls down. Hazrat asked, what happened? We say the glass fell down. Hazrat said the glass just on its own fell down. Did somebody drop it? Then the person says, I dropped it. So why didn't you say so in the first case? So everything doesn't just happen on its own. There is a cause for it. So everything is from Allah. And Allah doesn't just punish any person. Allah is not zallam. He's not a person who makes zulam on his bandas, that he gives you this problem unnecessarily, that problem unnecessarily. That is, as I said, a separate subject. Why halat come onto us? But halat are from Allah Ta'ala. Either it is Allah sends them, or bi-iznillah, by the permission of Allah Ta'ala, whatever. So we have to make our connection with Allah Ta'ala. And we have to, that is the first thing, we understand that all conditions which are coming on us are from Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala is the one who can, He is the only one who can solve our problems. And that connection with Allah, that we have to, and with that, if a person, even like Hazrat has written in the poem that we read, difficult halat and conditions come, but they are the things also, if we turn to Allah, then inshallah, the very hard conditions, we will be thankful to them, that they are the ones who brought us to Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, a person is going to get married. Now he's ordered a limousine to take him, but the limousine didn't come. Now he had to go in a buggy. But when he gets his bride, he will be thankful even to the buggy, to the taxi, that you brought me here. I wanted to come in a limousine. I wanted to come in good conditions. but a lessened paired condition. But you got where you wanted to and your work got done, what you had to collect. You had to pick up a parcel of so many diamonds, of so many pieces of gold, and you had to go, you had to hide yourself. You couldn't go and the people understand this is somebody very rich. You just went like an ordinary person. The Kohinoor, or what was that diamond in South Africa when it was discovered, the big diamond, when it was sent to England, at that time the British were ruling, it was sent by very ordinary way. And they made a replica of it, and that with proper security it was sent. So everyone's eyes was on that one, which was just an imitation. It wasn't the genuine one. And the genuine one was sent in such a way that nobody even would ever think that it is being sent like that. So the same way Allah Ta'ala's system also works. So Allah Ta'ala puts also in Hazrat فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. No nafs also knows what great enjoyment we have put in there. Allah hides His beauty in such people today also. Not people who are known as great ulama or as great orators or as great people, but ordinary people. You think them of as nothing, but what great treasure Allah has put, deeni treasure Allah has put in those people. And to recognize them is also a thing on its own. To recognize them and understand them, to stay in their company and benefit from them. This is when a person, his heart will be open. He inclines to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So the thing that I try to bring to myself and to all of us is to explore and make the object of our life. Like also we commonly say, it's a new year coming, make some resolutions. What are some resolutions we can make? One of this also is that I'm going to try and find my Allah. I'm going to make effort to find Allah in whichever way, whether it is through tahajjud, whether it is through rozas, whether it is through sohbat and company, whether it is through the imtihanat and the tests that come on a person. But I want to find my Allah. I want to make that. And then look at, after 1 month, how much have I got recognition? After 6 months, a person checks up. By the end of the year, we should have found Allah Ta'ala. And we have to work in that. And one easy way also for that is to keep on talking. In the house, we get the opportunity. We don't have to be big maulanas and giving big lectures. But daily, there are occurrences that happen. And we bring it down. Usually what will happen, there was a burglary. We swear the criminals. They shot somebody dead. We swear those people. But we don't see that this is all coming from Allah Ta'ala. And why is it coming? Look at those things, the true causes. If you see you didn't make a good profit in your business, the turnover is there, or there isn't the turnover was. Now you don't just blame anyone. You want to find the actual cause of it. What is the cause? Why has this loss come? Why haven't I progressed? That is a ustad in a class. His students generally have failed. 75% have failed. The true ustad will be worried about himself. That is there a deficiency in me? Allahu Akbar. Our ustads were such that our aslaf, our predecessors, when students didn't learn their sabak, they didn't grasp the sabak, they didn't blame the students, they blamed themselves. One sheikh in his majlis, always people used to be quiet, attentive, listen properly. One day they were all talking amongst themselves, that attention is not there. So the khadim, who was the sheikh's khadim, he was surprised, this never happens. So he said, the sheikh, today what is happening? Why in the majlis people are talking and they're not paying attention? So he said, it's not their fault. Last night I didn't complete my mamulat. So to realize this is a thing which we are very negligent of. We like to blame other people, but whatever happens is our own fault. Mostly, as I said, we are not discussing that subject, but we should. Other people, when you see somebody else's fault, don't say it because of his bad doings. That's a test from Allah. But for yourself, the safest route to take, it is my mistakes that I've done, why things are not going right, why I'm having problems in my life. So Allah tabaraka ta'ala has given us many, many eye-openers. And He has given us the opportunity to recognize Him. And through the recognition of Allah Ta'ala, as you recognize Allah, the love of Allah Ta'ala comes. One beautiful example our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gives of that. And in fact, I'll just give this other example which we had not witnessed with our eyes, but we had heard about it. In France, when we were in Jamaat, very many years ago, they explained that many people from North Africa till today, they are there. Now they are the children and grandchildren, all are born in France and that. But it was common that when they were all bachelors, no family life they had. So to pass their time, they used to go to the bars, and they should pass their time there. Jamaat went there and they looked for a certain person coming from that same north, one of the North African countries, looking for him. And it was common in those days that if you want to find somebody, you won't find him at the residence where they stay, the hostels. But you will find him in the nearby, where the bar is, Shabir, you will find him there. So they went, they found him there, they called the name. And they're asking, and they were giving da'wat also. They went for gresht, etc. So this person here, he had a beer glass in his hand, which is made of thick glass. But as they were speaking, and it has an effect on him, then his hand went harder and harder on the glass, till finally it broke in his hand. He got cut also. And then this person was giving the da'wat and that, and mashallah, Jamaat brothers, this is their nature also. They started making his khidmat, asked him what happened. They told him, come, we will look after you, took him home to the masjid and treated him, etc. In that discussion, this person was giving the da'wat, and this person here, they came to realize that this is my father. And this is my son. When the child was conceived by the mother, at that time the father left to come. And the father had sent one letter that I received, arrived safely, and for how many years, 20, 30 years, no communication. And he wanted to look for his father, so he went to this place, and how Allah made it. And then when they realized this, you can well imagine what change and what feelings had come. So this is that when he realized it's my father, he was making khidmat. But now when he realized it's my father, what more khidmat? And that person was kind to this person that he's looking after me. But when he realized it's my son, then what? So just like that, Allah is doing everything for us. And we also, as iman people, we know Allah. But when that recognition will come, really, and look how many things we ask Allah Ta'ala. We all make dua, we beg of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, and Allah grants also. Many of us, we see our dua, and we speak also to Allah, and we say, Ya Allah, a thing that was impossible, you made it happen. Oh Allah, how can't I be thankful to you? How can't I love you? You are so kind, oh Allah. But besides that, in that also, what Allah has done for us, there are unlimited billions and billions of things which we cannot comprehend. And then as we are sitting, there are so many things that our mind cannot reach there, we don't make dua for it. But Allah is fulfilling it for us all the time. The example that came to mind, and we had mentioned it, is that, for example, we just made qurbani finish now. Next year again, inshallah, we all have hope we will be making qurbani. But we are not making dua, Ya Allah, let my qurbani animal be born. Oh Allah, let it come and grow up properly. Let it not have any disease, no eye defect, no leg defect, no tail defect. But Allah is busy doing it. And it's not just that one animal you're going to bypass for 2,000 rand. But how the world is working on that animal. The sunshine that animal needs. The wind, the rains, the grass, the sand. The kraal is going to stay in. The fodder is going to need where and where fodder. They're preparing the meal, the food for that animal. And then you're going to be needing to slaughter it. You need a knife. That knife, what industries are working? Then that thing will have to be transported to you, the knife also, that animal also, the whole transport industry, the whole road networks, etc. That knife may be coming from Germany, from in China, wherever. Allahu Akbar, it's not mind-boggling, there's no words for it. This is our Allah. And how He is doing, and all Allah wants. One time, Allahu Akbar, there is also such a beautiful hadith. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was traveling, and Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was sitting behind Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he mentions also, the only thing between me and my Nabi was the seat that is made, the back part of the seat. That was the only thing between me and my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. and going on a journey alone with your Nabi like that, Allah. And then see how deen was taught. Not like we teach it today, the ustad got the kitab, students are sitting with their kitabs, but like this. And see how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Mu'adh. He said, Labbaik wa sa'adik, Labbaik ya Rasulullah wa sa'adik. I'm present for your service. What is it do you want to say? Then they kept silently, carried on for a while again. Ya Mu'adh, again. The third time, Ya Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Allahu Akbar, we cannot imagine what joy went through Hazrat Mu'adh at that time. And then he asked, Hal Tadri, do you know, Ba haqqullah ala ibadihi, what is the right of Allah on his servants? Now he's teaching deen all the time. And Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was then rahmatul lil alameen. For all of mankind till the day of Qiyamah. Not only from here in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, but for the whole world. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's niyat was also that. 1400 years have passed. Where is Hijaz Muqaddas? Where is South Africa? Where is Australia, New Zealand, Fiji Islands? Where is Alaska? Where is Siberia? But the deen of Nabi and this hadith and what a hadith, how they have reached the four corners of the world. What were the sacrifices of the Sahaba, not only radiyallahu ta'ala anhum in propagating deen, but in every front of deen. Whether it may be jihad, whether it may be ta'aleem, whether it may be helping of people, looking after of people, whether it may be in ilm, so many fiqh days, tafsir days, shuruhat of hadith days, then to test the hadith, which is the sahih hadith, to test the narrators, one narrator is tested. Allah, we cannot imagine. And then that the deen has been spread like this. So all these things Allah Ta'ala has done. So we cannot imagine. Then after that, Al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explains, the right of Allah on his banda is that he must worship Allah and ta'buduhu wa la tushriku bihi shay'a. To worship Allah and not to associate any part. That tawheed. That nothing else does, Allah alone is the doer of everything. Everything belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Then again they carry on. Again he says, Ya Mu'adh, three times. Then again, Ya Mu'adh ibn Jabal. Then he asks him, and what is the right of the banda on Allah when he does what he had to do? That is, make Allah's ibadat without associating any partners to Allah Ta'ala. And this also our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair had explained, that there is nothing that is incumbent, that is compulsory on Allah. Allah does as He pleases. Nobody can question Allah of anything whatsoever. He does as He pleases. But here we see that what is the right on Allah, of the banda on Allah. Banda got no right. This is only fazlan, or the kindness of Allah, that He has interpreted it, just like in the Quran Sharif also, which our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair explained to us, that Allah is Alimul Ghaybi wa Shahada. Allah is the knower of the Alimul Ghayb, which is in Ghayb, and the Shahada also, what is in front. But that is not according to Allah Ta'ala. For Allah there is no Ghayb. Everything all the time is directly in front of Allah. Allah don't have to press some buttons and get a screen up there and bring that file up here and do that file. No, everything is all the time in front. And that also Allahu Akbar, the mind boggling is not the word. Every part of one human being is all the time in front of Allah, in the control of Allah Ta'ala. And how many billions of human, every leaf is all the time in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. The whole history of that leaf, the whole history of a drop of water, what is going to happen in the future, all that is in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, is in the ilm of Allah Ta'ala all the time. So the right of Allah, that Allah will not punish him and give him Jannah. So that is that tawheed. We have to recognize Allah, and that is the essence and the bottom of everything, and from there will everything else. And when we get that, then namaz will become not easy, it will become a joy. And then to speak to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And that also, see, we will be making inshallah Zuhr namaz now. The only thing we will hear from the Imam is over and over, Allahu Akbar. Two things we will hear different, Sami Allahu liman hamida, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. But otherwise, Allahu Akbar. And every namaz we hear, but this will be a sign in namaz, the balance we won't hear anything. But how much has the greatness of Allah come into our hearts? Only almost about, just in namaz alone with azan, about 400 times we hear Allahu Akbar a day. But the greatness of Allah hasn't, and then every rakat is Surah Fatiha, whether we hear it for the Imam or we the Shafis have to read it in the, and we don't read it verbally, but it is also Iqra fi nafsik, read it in your heart. The greatest thing when the Imam is silent, you can think of many other permissible things also of standing in front of Allah, but the greatest thing is to read Surah Fatiha in your heart. Don't read it with your tongue, but also Surah, and the message of Surah Fatiha. Our whole life we can't complete the explanation just of Alhamdu. That all types of praise belong solely to Allah Ta'ala. Lillahi Allah. Who is Allah Ta'ala? Rabbil Alameen. Who Rabb. And of the Alameen, Allah is the Rabb. The famous story of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, Maulana Ahmad. Yeah, I get the shrif there. The main famous story of Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi, rahmatullah, Zunnun Misri, rahmatullah, sitting at the Rabbanai, and he sees a frog coming to the water, and a scorpion, both coming together and meeting there. Then the scorpion jumps on the back of the frog swims away the other side, he's surprised at this, he follows also, it was possible for him to follow. There he sees that the frog, the scorpion gets off and it goes in the jungle where there is a very venomous poisonous snake about to bite a person who's a prince. But unfortunately he was in the state of drunkenness, he had drunk foam on his face everywhere and flies, and just in time the scorpion bites the snake, it falls down dead, sucks out this poison, and he's even more shocked. What is this? He turns to Allah. Allah puts in his heart that, oh Zunnun, if we only look after the pious, who will look after those people who are the sinners? So Allah is Rabbul Alameen, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allah Ta'ala looks after him. So to find Allah Ta'ala, the love of Allah Ta'ala, may we work towards this on this occasion and all times, and then itaat, obedience of Allah becomes very easy, not only easy but enjoyable and a pleasure. In hard conditions what a person goes through, they will become easy for him also. Allah will make them also easy. May Allah in his infinite mercy make everything easy for us, find his love, and may Allah grant us. And as I mentioned a few times, Buzurgani Deen, the true awliya, whole life they are crying for this, Ya Allah, we want that love, we want that acceptance of our proposal. Oh Allah, you make us just, you pull us towards you, oh Allah. May Allah grant us all. We are very fortunate, we got Maulana Ahmad Madani here, who is from Medina Sharif, the son of Maulana Abdullah Bardi. His father, his grandfather, is Maulana Ashik Ilahi Rahmatullah Alayh, one of our great, great buzurgs. Mashallah, his father is running a very successful madrasa in Medina Sharif, but there are financial constraints, etc. So he's here for that. I'll just introduce him to everyone. And it's a madrasa in Medina Sharif. And Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, our Shaykh's son, he has sent him. So whatever we can speak to other people, it's an occasion to make khidmat of Madinatul Munawwara, it's an occasion to make khidmat of ilm, of deen, and where it's very hard for our type of the government people. They are of course over very strong. Also we have Shaykh Yusuf here, mashallah, who brought 9 students from Oman. And just yesterday I had the good fortune of sitting with him, and he explained what are called the Abadi people. They are also Muslims, but there's certain differences we have got. But they are in control, how difficult it is there also. But mashallah, they brought these 9 students, other students are coming, make dua for the whole world. There is a great revival. We know there are bad things happening. But let us not focus more on like that moon that comes slowly, light. Focus on the light. And bring the light, inshallah. I don't know, over and over it comes in my heart, Islam is going to be spreading in the world. The way it looks, with all the negative things which are there, but and this is what the people of the world are fearing. And no matter how much they want to press it down, Islam is spreading more. So inshallah, we have these opportunities, whatever we can, take part. We are in our comfort zone. By little bit doing this, we'll also have a share in great, great work. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And also, I mentioned to Sheikh Yusuf yesterday, Maulana Muhammad Gora Saliji, Allah reward him greatly, Durban. He said that, and alhamdulillah, Allah rewards South African brothers. They are working in many parts of the world. Many people are working in different parts of the world. May Allah accept and increase us. So he said, work in this way. And this is what I want to propose. I have proposed it on other times also. That the one alim for a start. Like Maulana Yusuf Bhikkhu, mashallah, whole South America is one alim. And then he works with the people of his town, the business people, for financial support. And they take one country. One town or one city, they take in charge of one country. That their makatib starts there, madari starts there, and then they go and supervise. They check it also all the time. If we all can work, that in whoever in whose heart Allah will put in any alim's heart, that I'm going to take one country. Then make mashura with these people. People are working in India, they are working in Europe, they are working in Malawi, in Mozambique, and where and where. Lot of people, different groups of South Africa. So we also become, we also try and take part, and then we try and speak to our friends also. We all go and go and see for yourself, take a trip. And then see what is happening there. MashaAllah, Dr. Farooq is a professional man. They went to Indonesia. What great work they did there. Other brothers also have gone there. There are many other brothers like that. So let us try and do this way. And deen will become, and Allah's favors will be upon us. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. 2 announcements. One is that inshallah next weekend will be our Islahi Jalsa in Port Elizabeth. I'm going to request for the brothers inshallah starting from Yomul Jumu'ah, Jumu'ah Salat, until Yomul Ahad, Sunday. If you try to participate, inshallah come to PE and support, make dua also for the success and bring many brothers as possible. And inshallah in 3 weeks' time, on the 19th and 20th of Muharram, this is 21st, 22nd of October, we'll be having Islahi Jalsa in Indonesia also. On starting from Jumu'ah and ending on the night of Saturday night. So we humbly request the brothers to participate also in 3 weeks' time, inshallah. SubhanAllah.